Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
I wanted to start this hour by saying that I know many of you, probably a lot of you, if you listen to the show for any length of time, it might be a little irritating to hear me reference California, Southern California, Los Angeles. It would irritate me were I you, because I come from Los Angeles, and because I live here and our show originates from here, we do reference the place because it gives us a point of reference. It isn't because I think it's so fantastic to live here, although it's my hometown. So what does that tell you? I don't know. Some people hate the place they grew up. I like Los Angeles. It's a good place. I grew up here. I was born here, went to school here, and now I make my career here. Although I've lived all over this country. I've lived in the Northwest. I lived in the City of the Roses, Portland, and I've lived in the city too busy to hate, Atlanta, and I've lived in the fat city. What do they call New Orleans? Ain't it fat or something? Something fat about it. Down there in Fat Town. And I've lived in the sun and fun capital, Miami, and I've lived in the whatever they call the Twin Cities, and places like that. And I like everywhere that I live. One of the things that makes a great city is the friends that you make. You can say you don't like a town, but if you make enough friends in that town, then you start to miss the place a little bit when you leave. And I made friends everywhere that I lived. But I live here now, and I'm self-conscious a little bit when we do bits on the air, if we have a character that's from here, because I know that we're on in about 100 markets across the country, and people may think, what about our town? And that's probably the scourge of syndicated radio shows. Unlike television, which originates from New York and L.A., nobody blames Jay Leno for being from Hollywood. No one is going to get really upset with Letterman because his show originates from New York. No one is bothered by it one way or the other. But a radio show, because of the inherently the traditionally local nature of radio, when you hear a guy say, the show's... We never start the show, for instance, like some do, by saying, live from Los Angeles, because I don't think it's anything special that it's coming from here. It's just, I happen to drive, I live over here, so I come here, and I'm still in L.A. But we're not going to, live from Hollywood, like it's a big thing. It's not a big thing, it just happens to be where we are, and so we use reference points around here. And maybe something to think about here, when we do our character bits, is to have some of our characters come from other places. Because, like I say, I've lived a lot of places around this great country, and there's a lot of interesting things that can be said and referenced that may come to mind somewhere other than Los Angeles. So I say all of that to say it rained today. It rained this morning in Los Angeles for the first time in months. And why am I excited about that? Because my home may not burn to the ground this summer. Thank you. Now, moving along to our next topic. No, I was, when I saw the rain this morning, I went, oh, my God, this is great, because I'm not a wealthy man. I know a lot of you may think I am. I'm not. I make $47,000 a year. I have a little modest home out here in Newberry Park, California, and it just happens to be up in a area of brushland that borders the outer rim of the L.A. suburbs. You know how big cities continue to expand outward? The outer L.A. ring is now pushed well past the southern portions of Orange County. And where I live, out west, it goes well past the L.A. Ventura County line. It's now out Newberry Park, Thousand Oaks, way extended good 40 miles, 50 miles from downtown Los Angeles. And I live out there where the houses have been built and the coyotes are asking themselves questions like, when is this going to end? Where, how far do we got to move back into the hinterland here? We've got coyotes, we got raccoons, we got rabbits, we got squirrels, we got chipmunks, we got bear, we got deer, we got lion, we have giraffe out there. I saw a giraffe the other day. I said, now the outer ring's moving too far out. I don't care about the coyote, but the minute I see a giraffe, all building must stop. It hasn't rained in such a long time that on the way into work, Taylor says to me he saw three accidents on the freeway. Now, of course, no one knows how to drive in the rain. Nobody knows. No matter what city you live in, no one knows how to drive in the rain. It rains and people's IQs plummet down to sub-Celsius, you know, areas. Just for some reason. And the people with the blinking yellow lights. Yeah, I know it's unsafe. When I lived in Miami, that was something you saw all the time. It pours in Miami, and then it'll suddenly be clear. And I lived in Orlando, too. I lived in Central Florida. It'll pour for 20 minutes, and then the sun will come out, and it's like you're in the Serengeti all of a sudden, just blazing hot, bright sunshine. And then an hour later, it comes down like a monsoon again, and then 5 minutes later, you're in the middle of a baking desert, and then 5 minutes later, it's really odd. And if it rains on the freeway and all of a sudden a downpour hits to an extent that you don't have any real visibility, everybody likes to throw those flashing amber, those hazard lights. How often do you use your hazards? How often have you ever used your hazards? I use my hazards just to give them a workout. You know, when I pull over for the mailbox, hit the hazard. Anyway, it rained this morning, and I saw the rain, and my wife was, it rained, and we were all running around the house going, it's rain out there. That means that the hillside behind my home, which is really dry, may not catch fire this summer and burn my home to the ground and everything that I love in it. And that's why I wanted to say that to you guys, but I'm not sitting here saying, I live in L.A., one of the things here in L.A. is the fact that we have rain, and we don't have any rain. It might rain, I don't know, it could burn, but you know, Malibu, oh yes, Malibu, that's another place, little Hollywood. Who cares? You notice, and we referenced this last week on our show, only rich houses get threatened by fires and floods, generally. Not here in Los Angeles. When the storms hit in the wintertime and the Pacific Ocean becomes a churning, boiling sea of revenge and evil, it's only those cats in the colony, all those big rollers out there with the big houses, they got to go out. Suddenly you see, like, Phyllis Diller sandbagging her backyard, which is always fun. I remember as a kid they had the Bel Air fire here in West L.A., and cats like, who was it? I saw a guy out there hosing down his, it was like Van Johnson was hosing his house down. Clark Gable. People, you know, suddenly they're not the big, now, of course, today with television and all the entertainment shows, you see these people in every kind of pursuit. You see, and with tabloids, you see them out getting their newspaper. There was a time when a movie star, you either saw them on the movie screen or you saw them on a talk show, or you didn't see them at all. And when the fires hit, there's, you know, some heavyweight like, you know, James Cagney peeing on a bush. You know, it's kind of fun. Jimmy, what are you doing, man? You're peeing on the bush. I don't know. Hose is broken. Anyway, so we're really happy that we got rain, and that's all I wanted to say about that. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. And the other thing that was going on over the weekend was the FBI saying that it's inevitable we're going to have walk-in suicide bombers, and Cheney saying it's inevitable we're going to have terrorist attacks. And generally, the word is, in case you guys didn't get it after 9/11, we ain't out of the woods, and we are now a part of the greater global war on terror, if you didn't have it figured out already. We just lost a man, a young guy, a soldier, killed in an ambush. This is a war, and we're in the middle of this. And remember the after 9/11, what I said, maybe you don't. I barely do, but I do recall saying that our model from here on out was going to be Israel. And it's looking that way. Everybody is saying it. Doesn't come as any big surprise. There's going to be another terror attack. It could come in the form of a pedestrian or walk-in homicide or suicide bomber. It's going to happen here in America. And I think these guys, whoever they may be, Bush, Cheney, or the rest of them, are telling us this. Because when it does finally come down, it's not going to be the big shock that necessitates or prompts people getting onto talk shows and screaming for somebody's impeachment. In other words, there's just some stuff you can't do anything about. You can go to war, but in the interim, we get in our shots and they get in theirs. You know? We get in our shots, they get in theirs. The Cold War, this ain't. Russia with the missiles and all of that and diving under the desk and waiting for the nuclear all clear. This ain't that. This is a bunch of folks just can't stand the idea of this country even being on the same globe as them. And they want to do us in, and they'll do everything that they can. And they've got nothing to lose because they ain't got a house that's going to be threatened by a Malibu fire this summer. But we did say that Israel is our model. Now, you could say, well, they ain't doing so good. Well, they still exist. They still exist. They still have a thing called the Knesset. They still have elections. They still got a life over there. They still have a culture. They still have something that resembles a free society. And we can do the same thing if we've got a little bit of backbone around here. You know, I'm not too sure exactly that people have gotten the message, you know? Like 9/11 happened, it sort of faded away. I heard all these things after 9/11. Comedy is dead, and the way that we're going to approach life has completely changed. And people paid a little bit of lip service to that and then sort of went back into their business as usual mode. But it is different. And look at the way we do our show. This show today is so different from the way it was a year ago. People will tell me, you know, you do a lot more talking about the news. Well, because I have to, because I want to, because I feel like it, because it's important. Because I'm not going to get on the air and start firing away a big, fat speedball of shtick right after the guy that runs the FBI says, and by the way, we are going to have some pedestrian bombers here in America, too, so be on the lookout and enjoy your weekend. You're not going to come on with some, you know, it's not going to be Iron J. And how, what do you want to do, a walk-in bomber bit out there in Burbank? Why don't you have Big Head J walk into a pizza joint and blow himself up? That'd be kind of, I would laugh at that. Nobody else would, but I'd, you know. So that's why after 9/11, and I remember a guy calling and saying, oh, yeah, our model's Israel, huh? Yeah. Well, they don't seem to be doing anything about them suicide bombers. They're doing everything that they can, man. And right now, like I say, they still got a country, which is, you know, something that some people want to take away from them. And the fact is, there are people that want to take this country away from us. And like I said last week and the week before, they don't care what your political persuasion is. They don't care what your religion is. They don't care if you are down with the idea of a Palestinian homeland. They don't care if you're liberal. They don't care if you're conservative. They don't care if you're Arab. They're going to kill you if you live here. They want to kill you if you live here. So that's the word. And people make fun of this notion that we should be alert and vigilant as citizens. They think it's sort of a Quisling thing. They think it's some kind of throwback to a darker time when there was the citizen informer. You know what? Sometimes you just need to keep your eyes open. The latest thing the FBI tells us is that some of these people, Al-Qaeda, Hezbollah, the Girl Scouts of America, they want to move into apartment buildings, wire the building, and blow the whole thing off the block. This is going to be the new kick. Now, what are you going to do about that? You're going to sit there and talk about how the cops aren't doing anything, how Bush should have done more, how the FBI could do more, and the CIA didn't do enough, and you're doing everything that you can. You flipped on Entertainment Weekly like you usually do and watched Lisa Gibbons. And I just met Lisa, by the way, on Friday. She's as beautiful as ever. And, you know, handled yourself in the morning. What are you going to do? So maybe it's time for a little bit of that cornball vigilance. I don't know, but I will tell you that we said it back after 9/11. This is not some kind of a hayride, man. We are now on our way down the road toward joining the rest of the world. My wife is flying to Great Britain tomorrow, where they've had car bombs, pub bombings, every kind of terrorist violence for decades. France, Italy, Germany. Well, welcome to the world, America. Maybe now we're going to get down with some of that soccer. You think this will make the World Cup big with us? By God, if you don't watch soccer, we'll just bomb a pub. We'll bomb a supermarket. I don't know. If it makes us a part of the rest of the world, I'm fine with that. I still don't want to watch the World Cup, but you know, I'm willing to do anything at this particular point just to keep everything just chilled and relatively indigestion-free. And like I said, my house is still standing. No fire as of yet, but I think I'll go home tonight and play with some matches. I'll let you know tomorrow. I'll go out back and just play with a few matches out in a dry brush. Okay, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, on Friday's show, Jeff Dowder, who's a drummer for the band Dark Horse, was on our program, and he had seen the last episode of Friends, and he was absolutely disgusted and appalled by what he saw. Yes, it's time for another...
Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy Gold.
I think that this guy just wants attention, is what I think. Because that's not how it went at
all.
Wait a minute, ma'am. The baby was born a girl. Chandler and Monica, like the lady that just called said, they were trying to have sex. Joey was running around doing...
Joey mutilated himself.
No, he didn't. He did not. He set Phoebe up with a guy in the hospital. You just want attention.
No, I don't want attention. I've been giving nobody my last name.
Then why don't you go ahead and try and call half of America and find out that that's how it went?
If
you can prove to me that that's how it went, I'll send you $500.
My band plays two gigs at Mr. Pooh's, okay? So we're in the middle of rehearsing.
Oh, so this is a publicity call. I see. Okay.
Oh, yeah, you're so smart. No, it's not a publicity call. No, you don't see. I'm calling up because I happen to be a father, too, just like Mr. Hendry, and I wanted to know. You didn't see Monica get peed on or anything like that?
Yeah, that's what I saw, watching it with my three daughters. That's what I saw. You're right.
Okay, so now you're being sarcastic.
You think?
Well, what am I looking at then, man? That's all I'm saying.
I don't know. You know, you're probably
had two people.
Haze, but
hey, man,
that's
how
it happened.
It's
really sad that people have to call in and talk about babies being born dead.
Well, that's what I seen on the TV last night on the Friends show.
Yeah, that's
why don't you call up NCB and find out from them?
Okay, why don't you have Phil and his people call him and find out?
Call up NBC. That'll be great. I'm going to call NBC and say, hi, was Rachel's baby born dead last night?
What?
So in other words, Mr. Henry, you want to take her word for it. You won't take my word.
It's not that I'm going to take anybody's word. I've had two callers now say this is bullcrap.
And you'll have a lot more call in and say it, too, if there's any sort of...
There's no body in a shopping cart?
I mean, it's funny if you call up and talk about that, but it's not when you talk about dead babies and people being mutilated by Botox needles. It's just sick, dude. It's just sick.
What about the one time that guy was weighing his turds?
Oh, come on.
Don't even give him the time on your show. He's just a piece of crap.
I'm a piece of crap? My band, Dark Horse, plays...
All right, how many times...
plays at Mr. Pooh's.
Right.
Yeah, we know. We got it.
Yeah, two sets, Friday and Saturday night.
Okay, so great. So you got the plug for your band.
I'm not trying to plug my band.
Bull crap.
You come
on my show...
I just feel gypped, and I think a lot of people feel gypped.
I got two people saying this stuff wasn't on that show last night. Now, what show are you watching?
I'm watching Friends.
I don't think you were watching Friends. I think you were watching TV. I don't think you guys practice enough. I think you need to practice a little bit more.
I think so, too. And you need to practice kind of straight next time, too.
Okay, so in other words, you're the one who make your little kids sit and watch a guy weigh a turd, not me.
Well, listen, Phil,
what
it was
the, yeah, really nice talking
show.
To you. Thank you, Jessica.
But I've got to go to work
now. Talk about me like I'm not here. That's great.
Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy Gold.
There you go, Comedy Gold. Another nugget. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. By the way, I went to the L.A. Avenger indoor football game on Friday night. I'm not going to do a long, big thing about this. I just want to make a couple of points, a couple of observations. Have you heard about this indoor football? Have you heard of this arena football? I took my son, my 14-year-old son, and his buddy, and we went and had a good time. But I want to make this observation for anybody from the L.A. Avenger football organization who may be listening. Try to get some football fans in there if you can. And what do I mean by that? I mean, sometimes these sporting events become just another excuse to catch a T-shirt that's been shot into the crowd from a slingshot. And it's just another excuse to get the bobble-headed doll, and it's now a big social event. I wanted to do a whole big, long 3-hour rap. You mean we have to take a break? I know I said I didn't want to belabor the point, but I think I do. And now I have to break? All right. Well, I'm going to break then. My heart's breaking. I'll be back with more bagging on the LA Avengers like you care right after these very special messages on The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Why don't we just shut the freaking borders and be done with it? And that includes Canada. No more Canadians. Nobody from Canada. Especially those dark-skinned Arab-speaking Canadians that come down and with big trucks that sort of, you know, there's one guy sitting shotgun and just another guy driving, and yet the springs are weighted down like they're carrying 18 tons of plastique. Maybe, but in point of fact, they tell you they're moo cow creamers. No, I'm kidding. What are you? What is that? What's in the back? A bomb? No, a moo cow creamer. What do you mean a moo cow creamer? For a restaurant, put cream, coffee. All right, Boris, go ahead. You see, the problem, and everybody says this to me, my wife said this to me, oh, Mr. Liberal want to shut the borders. What do you mean, Mr. Liberal want to shut the borders? Yes, I'm liberal. I'm a Democrat. What's that got to do? What has that got to do with anything? In other words, I don't believe in protecting my country because I'm a Democrat. How stupid have we gotten? There's way, 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 as I've said so often and will continue to say until they take me off the air or I retire, whichever comes first, way too much talk radio on the air. Way too much of that cheeseball talk radio. Everybody sets their opinions according to whatever clown is on the air, whatever conservative's on the air. And they're the guys that got the market cornered on protecting the country. And anybody that's a Democrat or a liberal, well, of course, we don't pick up guns and go after anybody that wants to, you know, burn our flag. No, we just sit back on our hands, right? You got to be really stupid to believe that. I mean stupid. You don't even live in the world if you believe something like that. May I remind you, it was a Democrat that dropped not one, but two A-bombs on Japan. So, and Craig, by the way, can tell you a little bit about that, because he hung out in Tokyo, and he saw the result of that. He said, wow, two A-bombs, hell of a country. So I said the other day, as I was climbing out of bed with my dear wife, because it's been our first weekend alone in months, I said to her, I'm very liberal on social policy. I'm very conservative on foreign policy. And she's looking at me with the big eyes like, wow, I didn't get that. It's something you guys do, huh? Yeah. So anyway, forget all of that. What I'm basically just saying, right now, if the country is at war, you shut the borders. You shut them. Shut them down. Nobody knew. Anybody knew that wants to. And I'm talking about visas, everything. Well, tourist visa, well, you know. How reliant are we on all that foreign tourist bread? Is it? I remember the 84 Olympics in L.A. The 84 Olympics, we had maybe 2% came from outside the borders of the United States. The 84 Olympics were basically supported by Americans. And I know there are a lot of Brits that go to Disney World, but guess what, Limey? You're going to have to find something else to do. Why don't you go back to that Millennium Dome you built and whatever the hell, build a roller coaster in that thing. I don't know what you want to do, but we can't have any more of you people here, and that's all there is to it. And yeah, if you're brown-skinned, you don't get in. What do you think of that? Huh? Is that right? Oh, well, I'm a racist now, am I? If you're dark and you are a towel wrapper, you don't get in. Somebody's got to say it, I'm saying it. Now, if you're an American, I ain't talking about American citizens, am I? I'm talking about cats that aren't citizens of our country. How hard is that to understand? You don't get to come in anymore. I don't care if you're bringing in a truckload of moo cow creamers, shoes, what, hockey sticks, whatever you're bringing in. You don't get to come in. Well, I'm driving the... No, forget it. Get out. I'll drive it. You go back up there into Calgary where you belong. Just kidding around, Janice. I know that the Canadian people have been staunch friends of ours for lo these many years. It's those frogs we don't dig, but no, I'm just kidding. 1-800-449-8686. No, you just don't get in, because this is a war, and when a war breaks out, you have to secure the borders of your country. Somebody, an entity called Al-Qaeda, as well as the rest of the Arab world, has decided that we should no longer exist. Okay, fine, that's great, fair enough. I understand you're pissed, whatever your problem is, but guess what? You don't get to get in here. And if you shoot at us, we shoot back. That's the rules. You want to throw a couple of bombs at us, you want to use some of our airplanes as missiles, guess what happens? We get to do the same thing. We're not going to sit back here on our hands and, oh yeah, you don't get to come in. Now, racial profiling, let's talk about that for a minute. Because I've been talking about this since 9/11, when I said then, and I'll say it again, it is not racial profiling when it's a specific profile that is not limited to race. It's limited also to age, country of origin, gender. That's not racial profiling. You're profiling potential suspects. However, having said that, I think we should go back to racial profiling. What do you think? 1-800-449-8686. What do you think? 1-800-449-8686. By the way, Janice came into work today, and she said the guy filling in for Rush Limbaugh is just so brilliant. She just loves it. She thought he was just so interesting and articulate. She nodded off a couple of times, but other than that, no, she thought he was great, other than the fact that her car drifted over the median into oncoming. But when she woke up, she thought she heard something good. 1-800-449-8686, IR Phil Hendry. This is the new breed of talk radio. Dumbass on patrol. Every day at 4 or 7 o'clock Eastern or whenever you pick up our show, Dumbass on Patrol offers its opinion on world events. You've heard of Rush being the authority. You've heard of the common sense approach. What are some of the other guys that... Some of these guys have their little phrases that they call their shows. The common sense guy. And you know what I'm saying? The Hendry Show is Dumbass on Patrol. Never worry. Never fear. All right, now getting back to the Avenger game, and then I'll take a couple of phone calls from some of the fine people that we have dialing us this afternoon and this evening. So anyway, go to this Avenger game, indoor football. I just want to make the point, and then I'll shut up. Get some football fans in there. And the reason why I say this is I get there, and I got Alex with me, and we sit down, and we got really good seats. And I'm getting up, and I'm sitting down, and I'm getting up, and I'm sitting down, because here comes Charlie now, and he's got a big plate of nachos. Now he's going back out because he's got to get 16 drinks. Now he's coming back in because he's got 14 hamburgers. Then he's going to get back up, and he's going to go out. Then the people sitting in front of me, well, guess what? Some of their friends came down from Section 43 because they want to socialize a little bit and chit-chat, and she has the baby with her. So then they're all, are you looking at you, cutie? And everybody's doing everything but watching a football game. Now, I don't know about anybody else. I remember a time when there was football in L.A. I used to go to the games. I saw the Raiders. I saw the Rams. I went to the Coliseum. I went to Anaheim. I went to Rose Bowl. I've been every stadium in this town that ever had a professional football game I went to, and I sat and I watched. And I know how you enjoy a sporting event. You sit and you watch the game. And the commentary between yourself and your neighbors is confined, basically, to what's going on the field. I go to this Avenger game. You want to know what this league has been around? And first of all, my hat's off to the success of the Arena League because they've been around 15 years. They've been around 15 years, and they're still trying to bust 9,000 fans a game over here at the Staples Center. They had one team go belly up. This league, for all the years it's been around, ain't exactly on the tip of everybody's tongue. You know what I'm saying? It's not the hot ticket, baby. The kids ain't going to it like they're going to buy a Halo game. And there's a reason for that. They're not catering to football fans. They got pyrotechnics. Then they got T-shirt getting shot into the thing. And then they got Kiss lookalikes coming out onto the field between plays. And then they got some other bullcrap going on. It's just every play, there's some cornball, cheeseball, dumb promotional shtick going on. And the game's secondary to it. Which is why when I went to the game on Friday night, I saw very little of the game, and mostly I saw all these guys getting up in front of me, and then they shotgunned one of those T-shirts to us, and I grabbed it. I got the shirt. There was this little squirrely kid sitting in front of me. He's about six, little punky brat, and he looks at me like, "Gee, mister, can I have it?" "Yeah, okay, you little, yeah, take it and shut up." Well, guess what he did? He takes his shirt off, and he starts going, waving this thing over his head until I wanted to take him and just pitch him out onto the field just as the Zamboni machine was going by. I'm kidding. There is no Zamboni in arena football, but I wanted to see if you're awake. The little kid's giving me the big moo cow eyes with the, "Boy, I wish I had a T-shirt, but I'm not as tall as you." "Yeah, okay, take it, you punk." Then the other gimmick they got at this arena football is they let you keep the ball when it goes into the stands. Well, now, what does that mean? Well, naturally, every time a pass comes to your side of the field, here comes Charlie and Eddie and all of his buddies, everybody standing up, trying to grab the ball, which is fine. I don't mind people standing up for the action on the field, but These people in front of me, I'm going to tell you right now, and I happen to, one of them was very important. I don't want to mention any names, but her husband's high up with the team. Anyway, no, she's a very nice lady, but what's with the grandmother and the grandfather and the kiss and the baby and the grandfather, God bless him, nice man, but old enough so that walking 5 feet, and that would be from the aisle to his seat, took 3/4 of an hour. It was just shuffle, 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 shuffle. And I'm like, oh, man, man, I'm going to commit murder. Shuffles. And then he stops because there's Tootsie, the baby. Oh, looky. Giving her the big kissaroo on the face and everybody fawning over the kid. And, excuse me, there's a football game on. Well, oh, really? Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, there. That's the only wrong. This is the only thing wrong with this thing. You ever hear this Arena League? NBC's going to televise it next year. They're making some money. They're doing pretty good. I got myself some season tickets because it's football. I don't know. It was pretty good action. I liked what I saw. I liked. But what I was able to see, I had to see through Grandpa shuffling to the seat to take some 14 days to do that. He had to pitch a tent and take a freaking cigarette break before he got over there. Then there's Ma with the kid, Grandma with the thing. Here comes Eddie and Phoebe down from Section 8, the luxury box. Hi, are you here this season? Well, it was part of their Laker package, so they go to these games too. Then I got Sven and his girlfriend Pookie. He, the jarhead, he's kind of a jarhead-looking guy, and she's the Asian-American, naturally. And he's got the head shaved off, and he's blasted on 2 beers. You know, I love the United States Marines. I really do. They're the best fighting men in the world. They're the greatest group of fighting men the world has ever seen. But you guys cannot hold your drink to save your life. 2 beers, your average jarhead is rowdy. 2 beers. Or 1 shot of tequila. Take your pick. And they're ready to get, like, rip, you know, the ass out of anybody that walks through the door. All right, so that's it. But I do recommend go see some games, but sit up high. Don't go down low with me and all of these people that are, you know, they're socializing. You want to commit homicide. You want to be on CSI. You want to be on 24. You're just another corpse. Or you want to make one. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. I'm going to have to get different seats. I'll be retelling the story after every game. Yeah, you're right. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Yeah, just looking at what NBC added for the fall, because, you know, I got that big TV deal, you know, that big multi-billion-dollar TV deal. I'm going to be the next big thing. I'm the next big executive producer. Well, I had to dump myself saying a-hole, I'm sorry. Again. Yeah, again. We had a station complain. Of course, then they decided to go heavy news talk, so what does it matter? Yeah, bunch of a-holes. Anyway, I want to be the slash head a-hole on the show, but I'm looking at the stuff that NBC has added. Here's one, Good Morning Miami. What's this about? Well, it's about a TV producer and the wacky wildlife that he has. Life with Bonnie, Bonnie Hunchback. What's that about? A local TV show host, Bonnie Malloy, and she's got a whacked out life. Now, of the three you gave me, two of them are about TV people. How in hell, television people are so in love with what they do for a living, they think we all want to see their lives. Television people are so bloody in love with themselves and what they do for a living, they think that we all want to sit down and every night flip on the tube and watch the life of a TV producer, a TV host, a TV jackass, a TV junkie, somebody having to... How about the life of a typical Nazi TV executive? How about a This is the show that I'm writing. You want to know what it is? I'm now going to tell you what my NBC pilot is going to be. Everybody listen. And it's going to be about a TV executive who is discovered to be a war criminal. Okay, he got out of Germany, and then he got to America, and now he's doing sitcoms. And then they find out that he gassed a lot of people, and they got to take him back. And just the wacky things that happened to him. What do you think? And it is a sitcom. It's a 30-minute sitcom. His name is, you know, Frank whatever, but it actually was Franz, and they find out. And, you know, the Simon Wiesenthal Center track him down to the soundstage of a show that he's producing, and they find out that he was in charge of, like, butchering up a whole bunch of resistance fighters in Lyon back in 1944. And I'm like, whoa, me? Oh, Jesus, they got me. It'll be great. Here is Jenny. Hi, Jenny.
Hey.
How are you?
Good. You should make it a wacky dentist, though.
Okay.
do a little is it safe thing going on, and then laugh tracks, and then he gets busted.
Okay.
More your speed.
You're making a reference to Marathon Man, the movie?
Oh, no, not at all. Why would you say that?
Okay, well, just it's that we got a whole lot of people listening to this conversation besides me, so I wanted to clarify.
Yes,
for
I
them.
Am. Marathon
yeah,
Man.
Thank you. Here is Julie on the Phil Henry Show. Hi, Julie.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm calling about your comment about the Marine Corps.
Yes, ma'am.
I really take offense at that.
That they can't hold their liquor?
No, that you called him a jarhead.
Oh, well,
typical jarhead. He's got his head shaved. He's with a Chinese or Asian American.
Well, he was.
You know, how rude. You know, you want to talk
hey,
about
every jarhead that I know.
On your butt while these guys are over in Afghanistan dying for your ass.
Every jarhead I know has got an Asian American. He's got an Asian American
well,
girlfriend.
Well, good for you. Have you ever joined the service? Have you ever served your country?
Yes, I have,
you
ma'am.
You call dumbass
yes,
on patrol
yes,
serving
I have.
Your country?
Yes,
don't.
I call dumbass on patrol
and
to start.
I really take offense. That and so
I
do
also,
a lot of other people out there that
well,
have
I haven't
their
heard
sons
from
and daughters overseas.
What? I didn't
yeah.
hear you. I didn't hear you. Your car
I'm
phone.
A jerk.
Your jarhead.
You
phone
are
call.
The dumbass on patrol, and you said you want to get rid of the.
But that only gets rid of the guy, not the word.
Yeah, well, this won't be the only call you get about dog in the Marine Corps. Okay. Any of our boys in the
well,
service.
Know, I can
how
kick,
dare
I can
you
kick
talk
any,
ugly about
I can
any
kick
of our
any
men
Marines
in
ass.
The service right
I can
now?
Kick any
we
Marines
just had
ass.
A guy killed 2 days ago.
Oh, I know. I mentioned it before you did, in fact.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's so nice of you to
by the way,
typify
Julie,
that a Marine would marry
five.
An Asian American.
Well, they do.
You know,
what's the matter? Are
what
you,
kind of shit is that?
So then you've got to really, you know, I gotta dump her out because the woman, while she's ragging on the way that I... Every Marine listening to me knows what I'm talking about. I'm kidding. But she, you know, was upset. But I had to dump her because every other word was F, S, M, F, and S. And by the way, some of the stuff that I dumped, I hate to say this, but she was dogging the Marines. She called the Marines blank holes. All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. All I said was they can't hold a drink. What's wrong with that? All right, forget the Marines. Ain't one guy in the Coast Guard know how to hold a shot of tequila. Jeez. And yes, I do know that we lost one of our guys over there. I mentioned it right at the very top of this program. All right, now that we're on a total bummer, 1-800-449-8686. Getting back to that Avenger game. You talk about needing some special forces, man. Henry Show.